When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Right now, you're in downtown Crookston. Again, overcast skies overhead. It is 52 degrees. With today's noontime news, here is Chris Fee.
Well, thanks, Leo, and good afternoon, everybody, as we take a look at our noontime news on this Wednesday. It's May 8th already. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says President Donald Trump's assertion of executive privilege over Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as a clear escalation of his administration's blanket defiance of Congress. Nadler spoke ahead of a committee vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over a fuller version of the Mueller report. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will wait to see if Iran follows through on threats to limit its compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal before deciding how to react. Speaking in London with British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, Pompeo says Iran's threat to resume higher enrichment of uranium in 60 days appeared aspirational. Pompeo says the Trump administration's position on compliance depends on what Iran does, not what it says it may do. George Clooney says the media should be a little kinder to Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, after she gave birth to a baby boy. Clooney has told the Associated Press at the Hollywood premiere of his movie, Catch-22, that the media scrutiny will intensify now that she and Prince Harry are parents. The actor says the media coverage is part of being members of the royal family. The student killed in the Colorado high school shooting was fascinated by engineering and eager to help others. That's according to the chief executive officer of the manufacturing business where 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo worked part-time for the past 18 months. Classmates say Castillo died after lunging at two gunmen who opened fire in a suburban Denver high school. Castillo's father, John, told television station KMGH that his son was a hero. And President Trump says the New York Times report that his business lost more than $1 billion from 1985 to 1994, I'll let you guess what he says. It's highly inaccurate. Trump tweeted Wednesday that real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He tweeted that much of those losses were non-monetary. Trump said he always wanted to show losses for tax purposes and renegotiate with banks. Well, that part's true. Show a loss, you don't have to pay taxes. That's part of the loopholes that these big corporations find. That is a look at our world and national news headlines. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Taking a look at our present conditions. Sunny yesterday. We enjoyed the sunshine. 52 degrees today with some light sprinkles, cloudy skies, south wind of 7 miles an hour. The forecast for the rest of today calls for cloudy skies, a 20% chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s, east winds of 5 to 15. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain in the evening, lows in the mid-30s, north winds of 10 to 20. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week, but they just can't leave the precip out of the forecast. Looks like we could have that tonight, Friday, Saturday, Monday as well now, although Monday we could have our high into the 70-degree range. 65 to 70 is what they're saying, so hopefully that will stay true. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a full look at the weather a little later here in the Noontime News. But we'll take a break and be back. Take a look at our state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, Governor Walz reiterated today that he's waiting for a real offer from Republicans in budget negotiations, which aren't set to resume until Sunday evening. However, Walz and legislative leaders will be attending Saturday's fishing opener in Albert Lea, and the governor says he remains optimistic.
The respect and the relationships in this are strong. It doesn't mean that we don't get a little bit heated. It doesn't mean that I wasn't deeply disappointed that I did not get a real offer back, but there is time to think about that. But we'll be out on that boat, talking, getting it done.
Walz and Republicans remain in a deadlock over taxes and spending, with under 2 weeks left in the legislative session.
Madam Speaker, our most talked about issue of the session is finally being resolved. There will be a joint convention to elect regions.
House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler announcing on the House floor that Minnesota lawmakers are set to vote tomorrow on 4 new University of Minnesota Board of Regent members. DFL leaders had been holding off on a joint convention after disagreements with the caucus about whom to elect. All 201 legislators are set to vote. Minneapolis city leaders are in a federal judge's chamber to discuss the status of a lawsuit over the police shooting of a black man in 2015. U.S. District Judge Michael Davis ordered city leaders to appear in court today to discuss the case of Jamar Clark. Before going into chambers, attorneys said in court that the city council rejected a settlement offer in the Clark case on Friday, the same day they announced a $20 million settlement in the 2017 death of Justine Damon. A mistrial has been declared in the case of a Rochester man accused of fatally shooting a 17-year-old boy in confrontation over a traffic accident. 26-year-old Alexander Weiss was on trial for second-degree murder in the death of Muhammad Rahim on January 14, 2018. Weiss claimed self-defense, saying Rahim confronted him following the collision. Jurors on Tuesday failed to reach a verdict after 12 hours of deliberation. Prosecutors will need to decide if they want to pursue another trial. Authorities are seeking to shut down an unlicensed Cottage Grove home daycare after allegations that a woman was drunk with 12 small children in her care. 25-year-old caregiver Megan Martin is to appear in court June 3rd on misdemeanor charges of child neglect and operating a home daycare without a license. She's to appear in court Friday in a lawsuit filed by the Washington County Attorney's Office seeking to put her out of business. Mississippi River flooding in St. Paul this spring swamped the record for the longest period of flooding ever measured in the city. The river was above flood stage for 42 straight days, easily surpassing the 2001 record of 33. The city is continuing to assess and clean up riverside streets that were submerged before reopening them. All the city's floodplain parks, including boat launches, remain closed. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene. First on the schedule from yesterday, as you heard on KROX, the Crookston Pirates softball team committed just 3 errors, but Red Lake Falls took advantage of 9 hits and 5 walks in 11-1 win at a game played at the Red Lake Falls' River Bank Softball Complex. Crookston was led by Jenna Coet, who went 2-for-3 with a run. Red Lake Falls was led by Abby Jahanek, who went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Crookston drops to 0-12 on the season, and they will take on a very good Roseau team in a doubleheader on Thursday. Red Lake Falls, they improved to 10-2. The Crookston Pirate baseball team ran into a pretty good team as well, Hillsborough Central Valley, and lost 13-3 at Jim Carn Field. Boy, does Jim Carn Field, that looks good. The grass is green, and it made it through the winter pretty well. And it's been taken care of. I think Mike LaFrance was mowing the infield yesterday. He's done it twice now, I think. So they've been taking a good care of that, Jim Carn. But Crookston was led offensively by Brady Butt, who went 2-for-4 with 2 doubles and an RBI, along with a run scored. And he hit the ball hard both times. Crookston drops to 1-4 on the season. They will host Winnemac and Sacred Heart on Thursday. The Moorhead Spuds, they're missing their top player, and the Crookston Pirate Boys tennis team made a run, but came up short in a 4-3 loss in a duel played in Moorhead. Winning for Crookston were Nick Garman at first singles, Jack Garman at third singles, and Mason Owens and Logan Johnson at third doubles. Crookston falls to 0-8 on the year and will host Purim and East Grand Forks in a triangular on Friday. Two big section matches there. The Pirate girls track team finished second out of 13 teams at the Pirate Boys, and the Pirate Boys finished fifth out of 12 teams at the Section 8A True Team meet in Roseau. The girls division was won by West Marshall with 716 points, 17.5 points better than Crookston. Doesn't get much closer than that in a True Team. The boys division was won by Roseau. They were 85.5 points better than International Falls. And for all the results, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on Sports. We have the stories, pictures, scoring, stats, and more. KROXAM.com, click on Sports. Well, as we continue our sports news here, yesterday the Twins, they continue to roll. Jose Berrios allowed 4 hits in 7 innings. Mitch Garver homered, and the Twins shut out the Blue Jays for the second straight night, 3-0. Berrios won a career best 5th consecutive start as the AL Central leading Minnesota Twins, won for the 8th time in 11 games and moved a season high 10 games over 500. Trevor Hildenberger and Trevor May worked the 8th, and Taylor Rogers pitched the 9th to complete the 6th hitter and earn his 4th save. And Gopher men's basketball has added former Drexel forward Alejan Demir as a graduate transfer for the upcoming season. Demir, a 6'9" native of Turkey, played 2 years for Drexel and 1 at Central Wyoming College. And Demir will be the 4th newcomer on the Gophers roster in the fall. And, they're going to need to find some more big guys to replace what they lost. And let's see what else we have here on the sports schedule from yesterday. That's about it as far as news as we take a look at what is happening today. There isn't a whole lot. Wednesday, a slower day. We were supposed to have UMC baseball, but fittingly, as the spring has gone, they have postponed the first day of games to tomorrow. So UMC will now take on St. Cloud State at 6:30 tomorrow at Dick Putz Field. A lot of Pirate fans very familiar with that field. That's where the Pirates won the 1995 state baseball championship in extra innings. But the UMC going to take on St. Cloud State 6:30. That game gets underway. We'll have the pregame show at 6 o'clock. So again, the first round of the NSIC tournament postponed to start tomorrow. And if UMC wins that game, I think they would play at 2:30. And if they lose, they would play at 11:30 on Friday. So we may, or hopefully we won't have, or hopefully we will have the noontime news on Friday. But stay tuned. And Pirate Girls Golf, they're back in action. They're at the Faustin Invite at the Bemidji Town and Country Club. That got underway at 9 a.m. And the Minnesota Twins, they host Toronto tonight, 5:30 the pregame, 6:07 the first pitch. And speaking of baseball and UMC, they had two players named to the All-NSIC All-Conference team. Reed Jelly, no surprise, was All-NSIC first team for the second straight year. And Dalton Gross, a sophomore from Waterville, Minnesota, was named All-NSIC second team selection as a relief pitcher. Congratulations to them. As they want the big award, though. They want to be conference champions, and they'll start that trek tomorrow. That is it on the sports scene for the past week's sporting news. You can go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at our local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burgerpalooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has a 12-count double roll Cottonelle bath tissue or the 6-count big roll Viva paper towels on sale this week, $6.49 each. Assorted sizes and varieties of fruit pop, lots of matzo pizzas, 2 for $7. 16-ounce containers of Dairy Pure sour cream, 2 for $3. And the 64-ounce bottle of Sunny Delight, 99 cents. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Polk County Commissioners met Tuesday morning at the Polk County Government Center. In their final resolution of the morning, they reappointed Richard Sanders as Polk County Highway Engineer through May of 2023. Sanders was named the 2018 Outstanding County Engineer of the Year by the Minnesota County Engineers Association. He also received a 2018 Minnesota Toward Zero Death Star Award and recently completed his term as the president of the National Association of County Engineers. Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting said state statute is maybe a little archaic in requiring term appointments, but that Sanders is well regarded by his peers and the county.
The state statute requires the county engineer to be appointed and reappointed by the board for 4-year terms. So Rich is slated to be county engineer through May of 2023, at which time the board will again have to act to reappoint. He's well regarded by his peers. He's just completed his term as president of the National Association of County Engineers, and he was just also named as the state's engineer of the county engineer of the year. So we know the pedigree is there. We'll continue to work on the projects that we have.
And it would have been probably the easiest decision they've made in the past few years to reappoint Rich Sanders. The board also awarded a bid on a group of 3 road projects: County State Aid Highway 24 from Highway 2 to State Aid Highway 27, and State Aid Highway 115 in Faustin, and Eaton and Newton Avenues in Faustin to Knife River Materials out of Bemidji. For just shy of $757,000. The commissioners also heard about a new opioid treatment plan that will go to an effect later in the year at Essentia Health in Faustin, and will receive further updates about the program as it's implemented. The board approved two resolutions relating to the sale of bonds. The first sale was bonding the three local watershed districts had requested for upcoming projects. Arcelia Dietert from the Public Financial Management sold the bonds and informed the board of the rates they received for both bond issues.
Public Financial Management has worked with Polk County for many years. We took care of the sale of the bonds. Of course, a lot of things happened before today. So a lot of documents went out, and Robert Baird, among six other banks around the country, bid on these geo watershed bonds. So Robert Baird received bid at 2.7 interest rate.
And so again, Robert W. Baird and Company Incorporated, they were the low bidder at 2.709850, if you're keeping track at home. And they edged Piper Jaffray, who had 2.720278%. The winning bid for the highway bonds went to BNY Mellon Capital Markets at 1.679780%, and that edged Piper Jaffray as well. Dietert thought the county received quite positive rates and believed it could be attributed to the tariff announcement in Wall Street News the past few days.
That's what we are speculating, because this week rates came down. The news right now, it's the tariff. So I know the stock market sold out yesterday, and that's the speculation in the news, that the tariffs was the issue. So I think whatever happened in the New York market exchange benefited the county on this sale today. So we're happy with the results.
The commissioners also approved their consent agenda, which included approving auditor warrants, March 19th and April 23rd board minutes, a payment to GHA Technologies, and payments to Hewlett-Packard as well, and one payment to CDWG for $499.44. The Polk County Commissioners also approved yesterday an amended conditional use permit for the Foston Area Sportsman Club to expand the days open from 3 days to five and expand the shooting range's capacity from 100 to 150 people. And Polk County Planning and Zoning Administrator Jake Snyder said the request from the Sportsman's Club came because they're having a hard time getting the required shooting in for the Minnesota State High School Clay Target League, due to increased numbers and conflicting sports schedules. The High School Target League is the primary user of the range, with adults having a league one night a week. Snyder explains.
Yeah, that operation is actually the reason it was set up was for the clay shooting league in Foston Area School District. It's been really popular. They've been very successful with their program, and so with all the kids that are using the range now, they had to expand out to give them a little bit more option with scheduling. You know, some of these shooters are in other sports in the spring as well, and so to get their times in to shoot on the range is of their importance so they can get their scores submitted to the league. We wish them the best. They're project. Yeah, added a couple of conditions to plant some trees and do that. Just try to be neighborly and address some of the things that were brought up in the public hearing.
In order to issue the conditional use permit, a public hearing was held. Snyder said a few comments were made about noise, and a condition for a row of trees to catch noise is included in the permit.
There was some comments at the public hearing about noise concerns. The range is set up on top of a hill, and so you're never going to be able to control all the noise, but try to deaden some of that sound. You're going to hear gunshots. We know that. We can't address everything and everybody's concerns, but trying to compromise with the landowner to grab some of that noise, and trees are really the only way you can do that.
Gun ranges are exempt through state statutes from noise control laws and ordinances. However, Snyder said, in working with the Sportsman's Club, both the club and the county realized the benefit of being neighborly to the properties around the range.
The state statute was brought into play because of these trap shooting ranges. If they have existing trap ranges or new trap ranges, typical noise standards don't follow those particular operations because there's no way to meet it. You know, it's a shotgun going off, and they're clay targets. They're, you know, kind of a more of a rapid fire, whereas if you're out hunting, shoot here and there, you get a few birds, and you're not having that boom, boom, boom for 3 hours or so. So they are exempt with state statute laws in Minnesota. And the really important thing to think about in this whole discussion is that it does teach our kids responsibility of how to operate shotguns. They teach safety, talk about wearing your protections, your shooting glasses, you know, your hearing protection, all those things that are important to consider if you're a hunter or a fowler.
And so that was given approval for the Foston, the Sportsman's Club there. And that trap shooting, that is catching fire across the state of Minnesota, and good activity for kids to have another alternative to compete. In other news, Jana Carlson Hedlund, a Crookston High School graduate in 1998, was a 2019 Minnesota Teacher of the Year candidate semifinalist. And Hedlund is a special education autism teacher at North St. Paul High School and is the daughter of Kathy Carlson Barnes of Crookston and John Carlson of Grand Forks. The Minnesota Teacher of the Year award went to Jessica Davis, a high school math teacher in South St. Paul. Fifth and sixth grade students from Highland Elementary School competed in the Regional Math Masters of Minnesota Challenge in Bemidji on April 26th. Sixth grade students were Adeline Knudsen, Matthew Contreras, Parker Kelly, Hattie Weiland, Michael Dang, Tessa Weber, Maddie Harbit, Joey Neseth, Jack Everett, and Tyler Michelson, representing Crookston. These students competed individually and as a team on eight sets of mathematical problems in the competition for a total of 325 problems. They competed against 106 other sixth-grade students from 22 teams. They placed seventh out of all the schools competing. Jack Everett placed eighth, and Maddie Harbit placed 12th. In order of operations time test, Maddie placed 14th, and Tessa placed 15th in the individual portion of the competition. Fifth-grade students, Autumn Rowan, Sam Widseth, Jace Brueggemann, and Ashton Hoffman made up a fifth-grade team representing Crookston. These students competed individually and as a team on eight sets of mathematical problems in the competition for a total of 325 problems. They competed against 203 other students from 42 teams. They placed 11th out of all the fifth-grade teams competing. Sam Widseth placed 20th in the order of operations time test and 34th in the individual portion of the competition. Our Savior's Lutheran School students presented their spring musical at UMC's Keele Auditorium on Friday, May 3rd. The musical Kingdom Connection told the stories of the Old Testament kings and their connections to Jesus Christ as kings, as the King of Kings. We have pictures from that performance, KROXAM.com. Click on news. At 8:52 Tuesday evening, the Crookston Fire Department was called for a carbon monoxide alarm on the 200 block of 5th Avenue South in Crookston. The detector was out of date. On the obituary desk today, we have the full obituary for Michael Donald Eklund, affectionately known as Bugsy. He was born March 28, 1962 in Minneapolis to Ray and Pam Eklund. He attended school in Crookston, graduating from Central High in 1981. After graduation, Bugsy was employed at a ski resort in Colorado and during that time appeared on the cover of a skiing magazine. When he moved back to Crookston, he was employed by Tiedemann Farms. On June 28, 1985, he was united in marriage to Gail Johnson in Crookston. Bugsy then began working for his father-in-law on the W.H.L. Johnson family farm. After retiring from farming, he moved to Baudette to work as a fishing guide as well as doing other jobs. Several years ago, he and Gail purchased their resort known as Bugsy's on Bostick. And Bugsy is survived by Gail, his beloved wife of 33 years, their children Amanda, Samantha, and Wyatt, grandson Bauer, parents Ray and Pam, brother Mark, sister and brother-in-law Don and Tom Shea, brother-in-law and sister-in-law Bill and Marilyn Wachowski, and nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. He was preceded in death by his grandparents, Aunt Midge, and parents-in-law Walter and Lucille Johnson. A memorial visitation with Bugsy's family will be held at the Stenshalhowski Funeral Home in Crookston on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. with a prayer service and a time to share memories. The Very Reverend Vincent Miller of the Cathedral in Crookston will be presiding. The arrangements are the Stenshalhowski Funeral Home. A second visitation will be held at the Helgeson Funeral Home in Baudette on Friday, May 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. with a sharing of memories at 6 p.m. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Emil Sharon and Michael John Gruhat. Emil Sharon was born in 1914 and Gently, enlisted in 1941, was discharged in 1945. Emil Sharon died in the state in 1974 at the VA hospital in Fargo. And Michael John Gruhot was born September 9, 1946 in Crookston. He enlisted entered in the U.S. Marine Corps in 1964 and was honorably discharged in 1968. He continued to serve in the Marine Corps Reserve until 1970. And Michael Gruhot was awarded the National Defense Service Medal, Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, and the Expert Rifle Badge. Michael Gruhot died on May 6th in Crookston. That is a look at our local news. So we take a look at the present conditions. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. We've had a little bit of a drizzle here throughout the day. We have a southeast wind of 5 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is steady over the last hour at 30.16 inches. Humidity is steady since 8 o'clock this morning at 62%. This morning's low was 43 degrees, which was 18 degrees warmer than yesterday. The sun rose at 5:57. The sun will set at 8:48 for 14 hours, 51 minutes of daylight. Today's record high, 89, set in 1987. The record low, 18, set in 1955. Year ago high, 63. We had just shy of an inch of rain a year ago today. Year ago low was 50. The average high, 64. The average low, 39. Yesterday's high, 57. The low, 25. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be cloudy, a 20% chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s, east winds of 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain, lows in the mid-30s, north winds of 10 to 20. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s, north winds of 10 to 20. Friday, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs 60 to 65. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, lows in the mid-40s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Seems like a pretty good day on Mother's Day. Then Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 65 to 70, though. And then Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. So the temperatures will continue to increase, which is good news, but we still have chance of rain several days throughout the next week. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.